All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. And it's 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting, as always, with an invocation, which will be led today by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we gather today to conduct the business of the county, we pause to acknowledge your majesty. We thank you for the rain that you've given us. We ask for safety for those who have to travel in it today and tomorrow. Father, please bless us with your wisdom so that the decisions that we make today are pleasing in your sight. All this we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin with the time of public comment. If anyone has anything they wishes to, any item on the agenda they wish to make comment about, they may approach the lectern. If you are attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for professional attorney services for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file bids for invitations for bids for a term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of county funds as authorized by local government code 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yeah, just a question on those obsolete foams and that we're getting rid of. And I guess the MIS person need to come to the mic. Is it... Jeff, do we have a specific location that we're getting rid of these foams to?
Just right now, if the departments can put them in a box or in a certain, I'm trying to get them put in a certain area in each building, and then maintenance is going to come by and pick each of those. They're going to come by to each of those locations and get the boxes.
Who are we getting rid of them with? What company are we getting rid of?
Oh, the company that's going to get rid of them? It's going to be the same company we use to get rid of all our computers and stuff. It's a, I can't remember the name of it right off, but it's a recycling company.
Okay. So you're being recycled. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So those phones don't have the ability to store any histories within them?
No. Mm-mm. No, just the phone itself.
Jeff, for the sake of time, were y'all on a mic check on that mic?
We did. Yeah, we had trouble earlier. The system rebooted itself.
Something's not right. Cause
we got it fixed, though.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for the purchase of a crane for a mechanic truck. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for 58th District Court for additional costs for postage in the amount of $500. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 513779 through 513960. Do you have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Crime Lab, we have one item to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Memling Altamirano, Courtney Rivers, and Stephen Mays of the Crime Lab to attend the International Association for Chemical Testing, which takes place in San Diego, California, April 21st through 25th. It's funded by the Coverdale Grant at no cost to the county. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alfred and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Treasurer, we have two items. A, to receive and file the investment schedule for December 2023, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. And item B, is to consider and possibly approve a $68 wire transfer to Wells Fargo Securities for the December 2023 safekeeping fees. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have item A, to consider and possibly approve a resolution to approve an application for a grant for the Victims of Crimes Clearinghouse Assistance Center for the fiscal year 2024-2025 from the Office of the Governor's Criminal Justice Division. And item B, is consider and possibly approve a resolution for a grant application for grant number 1869019 from the Jefferson County Family Intervention Recovery Service Treatment for funding for the fiscal year 2024-2025 to the Office of the Governor Criminal Justice Division. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we have representatives from the Family Treatment Drug Court with us here today. Thank you for being here. Under County Clerk, item A, is consider and possibly approve the joint resolution and statistical information for the joint primary authorizing the Democratic Party and the Republican Party of Jefferson County to enter into a 2024 joint primary election services contract with Jefferson County Clerk as the county elections officer. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Engineering Department, we have two items. Item A, is consider and possibly approve a minor plat of Mike Bennett addition, a subdivision of 18.49 acres. Recorded in the official public records of real property of Jefferson County into tracts 1 through 5. Acres and tract 2, or that's tract 1, 5 acres, tract 2, 13.484 acres, and the Esdeen survey F tract 16 to the city of China, Jefferson County, Texas. It's located off North Broadway Street, precinct number 1. A portion of it in the city of China has met all of Jefferson County's platting requirements. Item B, is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Texas Eastern Transmission LP to replace an existing 30-inch pipeline under Dawn Drive and Galding Road located in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we have one item under risk management, to consider and possibly approve an interlocal participation agreement renewal for employee and retiree health benefits with the Southeast Texas Governmental Employees Benefits Pool, effective January 1st, 2024. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring the attention of the public or any elected official without our taking action?
Judge, you mentioned some rain tomorrow. You might want to expound on that.
Yeah, there should have been a 10 o'clock weather call. Mr. Rowell, you want to? We have Mike Rowell with the Texas Division of Emergency Management here. You want to give us an update on the 10 o'clock call? My last report was at about 9:30, which called for 2 to 4 inches of rain tomorrow.
Yes, sir. It's still the forecast 2 to 4 inches. Rain up north will be coming down the river through the next week. We'll be seeing a possibility of some flooding through next week, minor river flooding as everything drains down. The rain will be heavy tomorrow, light on Thursday, and a little bit on Friday, then clearing out. Temperature staying relatively warm, so we won't have to worry about the freezing part of it.
Okay, well, thank you. So, everybody tomorrow, safe travels, and
What time does the rain start, you know? Do you know what time the rain starts? I didn't mean to stump you.
It was 10 o'clock, approximately 10 in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to hold you to it like the weather forecasters.
Yes. Anything else that any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public? All right, I'm trying to think of something I wanted to mention, but I can't recall what it was right now. So if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. We appreciate you being here today. Y'all have a great week.